you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 941.
Yo, it's Big Party here, and welcome to the Big Party Morning Show podcast on KQCH Omaha, right here on Channel 94.1 FM. Thanks for joining us again today. And yeah, it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be around, so really appreciate all your help. Today, 8 hours of sleep, how much do you really need? Daddy Grill, the Daddy Grill, it's an awesome $1,500 grill we're giving away. I'll list for details on how to get that. Wylene is the new bachelorette in my dream. Anyway, also, who's the man after Tom Cruise? So tune in and feel free to go ahead and check us out and message us right there on Facebook and Twitter. Go ahead and find us, love us, like us, do what you got to do. It's at Big Party Show. Okay, have a safe day, do yourself good, and enjoy the show.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, with this heat, Salvation Army is providing Omaha residents a way to escape. Organization has opened cooling centers at the Borough Center, Croc Center, North Core, and Council Bluffs Core. So the cooling centers will be open from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. today through Friday.
Is there a bar in there or anything?
Oh, like man, right? BYOB.
Till 4 p.m. is all,
misting.
Huh?
You got to get those little misting stations. Oh. You guys have those?
Oh, I've seen them, but I haven't been to one. I mean, they have them like in like
high- my brother has one, and it's just a little water hose.
Yeah.
Connects to a fan.
Okay.
It looks jerry-rigged, but that's the way they sell it.
And it works.
Like,
I've seen
them. Is that safe to put, like, the,
I didn't
the fan
know
is plugged into the wall, and water is now spraying, I guess, in front of the blast.
Okay.
So what does he do with it? I mean, like, is it for, like, when you guys are out
the patio.
On the back
you sit on
patio?
Our patio. You get a nice, like, yes. I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and every outdoor establishment from May on
has
in
a
the
misting.
Summer. Was misting tents.
Okay.
But they could almost crank it up to a drip.
Yeah.
Because
oh, wow.
It was so hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
yesterday
the kind of weather
definitely...
that we're facing.
Yes.
The misting tent.
Big storms, though, yesterday. Parts of Nebraska are drying out. It's funny to think, like, with this hot weather. But yesterday, heavy rain just hung over Lincoln. Eastern Nebraska dealt with heavy rain. There were tornado warnings. Baird got a tornado. So several tornado touchdowns were reported in western Nebraska, but damage was reported in the Baird area, like a old folks home.
Yeah, it took parts of the roof off the old folks home.
Retirement community. That I hope it wasn't during bingo.
No,
just say no, no injuries. We can make these jokes because everybody was safe. Everybody's fine.
Half a foot of rain on the north side of downtown Lincoln yesterday.
Yeah. Search is over for the body of a man who drowned in Lake Cunningham last night. Divers with the Omaha Fire Department found the 42-year-old, Ben Pike. It was an extensive search, started Sunday night, went all day yesterday. Crews say Pike was with his 8-year-old son on Sunday boating at Lake Cunningham, went for a dip while holding onto the side of the boat. Authorities say his hand slipped, went under.
That's what I figured.
They had to call off that search, though, because of lightning yesterday. That weather kept coming in and out.
Right.
And stalling the search.
Yeah. So that dive teams were able to resume their efforts and they recovered his body like at about 8:30 last night.
Oh, man, how traumatizing for that boy.
I know. It's heartbreaking. College World Series action. It took a little bit longer than originally planned, but the College World Series 8-team field is now set. Florida held off Wake Forest.
I know. I wanted Wake Forest. I don't know.
I know.
So they had to battle. Game 2 yesterday went to extra innings, and it was a home run fest between Florida and Wake Forest. They're two really good teams. And Wake Forest hit a walk-off home run to force Game 3. It was really cool. It was a battle. So 11th inning. So Florida goes from any moment we're going to the College World Series to now we got to play another game in 45 minutes.
Okay.
Wake Forest guys went crazy. It was awesome. The guy gets a home run.
The Demon Deacons.
Deacons, and he goes over and he's yelling at the Florida bench.
Oh, really?
Like, yep, let's do it again.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
and it goes to game three, and it gets called off. It gets delayed for weather delay for like hours.
That sucks because it's a 3-0 game.
So just a grind of a day for both teams, and obviously especially Florida, who earned it. But, man, Florida looks like a survivor. They've got all these big home run hitters. I wish both teams could have made it.
I know. That's some. You get attached to certain teams, and you get hopeful for them. The series, though, it's eight teams. Cal State Fullerton and Oregon State will be the opening match. Yeah, so that's game one, 2 o'clock this Saturday. It'll be airing on ESPN, followed by Florida State versus LSU, you know, our little favorite. The LSU Tigers, 7 o'clock on Saturday. Texas A&M and Louisville hit it off the action on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And then game four is TCU versus Florida at 6 o'clock. That's going to be airing
on Sunday. If you want to be a homer, the homer team would be Texas A&M.
Homer.
As the coaching staff is full of former Husker players.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The coaching staff is all former Huskers.
What team is that again? I'm sorry.
Texas A&M.
Okay.
So, but the usual suspects, all eight of these teams are all College World Series regulars. The paper says that
TCU.
The teams bound for Omaha have earned 23 of the 56 College World Series berths since 2011.
Holy smokes.
Going all the way back to 2011, 23 of the 56 berths have been these eight teams.
So
I guess it's going to be a good competition. You're not going to have any newbies that are like doing barbecue.
Right.
Well, they're just going to be beating each other up.
Yeah. It'll be a good series.
Tonight, you can learn more about the total eclipse happening in August. A physics instructor is going to be at the slowdown for the Omaha Science Cafe. I guess he taught astronomy and physics for more than 40 years at UNO, and he's going to be giving a talk tonight at the slowdown, 7 o'clock. You can view the eclipse on August 21st. So it's going to be a really good, we are lucky here in Nebraska, especially out in the Sandhills. We've got like front row seats to this major eclipse.
What's the name of the guy?
The professor is Dave Kriegler.
And he's the guy that runs the planetarium over there?
David Kriegler. He taught astronomy and physics for more than 40 years at UNO. So I don't know if he's retired now. I don't have his full
credentials. They have that great planetarium on UNO's campus. Most of us only go there to watch like Pink Floyd on the ceiling.
Yeah,
for years they would always sell tickets to that. You could go and watch
at UNO
concerts, in that planetarium.
Yeah, that place is great. Do they still do that Pink Floyd thing?
They used to all the time, and they sell tickets. But I'm just saying, it's a sweet planetarium. Burke's got a really nice one too.
Okay,
they do.
Oh, really? Wow,
those things are so cool anymore. You can project movies on the ceiling.
Okay,
I mean, they're basically with the highest end projection TVs at the time.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe they're all outdated now, but.
Well, I mean, a lot of those, you know, I know that like the King Science and Technology Magnet Center has something really cool like that. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's down in North Omaha, but they've got a big tech something. I feel like they have some sort of planetarium or what have you. It's nutty to think that like you could have that just on your campus.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's pretty cool to think that you have access to that. But this is going on tonight at the slowdown. 7 o'clock. If you want to learn more about the eclipse,
and when is that eclipse?
That's going to be August 21st. But people are getting really jazzed because we here in Nebraska have like front row. I mean,
it's good for us.
Yes,
you know,
jury in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial continues deliberations today. Jurors were sent home yesterday. After deliberating for 4 hours, you know, the defense rested yesterday without Cosby taking the stand.
After how long? 6 minutes. Defense. Yeah. I rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, Your Honor, this is my, he is, you know, yeah. So they feel pretty confident that they have a case.
Consensual versus non-consensual. That's what they're saying. They're like, this was consensual.
Yeah. So closing arguments yesterday, prosecutors described Cosby as a calculating sexual predator. His defense team, on the other hand, called the relationship consensual and pointed to inconsistencies in her story.
Well, you remember, all the cases of the women that came forward go all the way back to what, the late 60s?
Yeah, I think
this one is a really recent one. That's what I think is interesting. You're like
the most recent, yeah.
2004.
2004, mm-hmm. And you look at Cosby so old now, you're like, geez, you were still doing that stuff in as recently as 2004?
I know, that's what I
like,
look
at. How is he capable of?
What about his wife?
Well, they're, well, that's what they're showing. She's right on his arm. Camille, yep. Right? Is that is
Camille's
her name?
Camille's not going anywhere. Uh-huh. She's not going anywhere. Are you nuts? I think
Was he married at the time? Do we know?
Oh, or? He's been married to her for forever.
God, I mean, how could you do that? If I was her, I'd be like, what about me?
Some people describe her, the wife, almost as like a business manager.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. They are partners. I mean, it is beyond love.
I don't know anyone that's married or in any relationship that would ever stick around. Ever.
It's always surprising when you find these, but you do find these relationships. I mean, a lot of people felt that way. Don't you remember when the Clintons were going through that? And everyone's like, how can Hillary stay? And people, it's like, you have too much, there are too many eggs in that basket. You're not walking away because some guy had a dalliance with some woman who wasn't you.
If it's not a romantic relationship, there's a lot of people that have not been with each other in a while. They're like, you do what you need to do, just don't embarrass.
Yeah, and don't embarrass the family.
This, you know, business relationship.
I mean, I imagine dinner's frosty at the Cosby residence. I don't think she's probably holding his hand and guiding him like she is when the cameras are on and people are watching. I would imagine that they probably get home and she's like, you know what you did.
Probably.
But, you know, you have a lot of time. They have a long history together. They have children.
She opens the fridge to get something to drink and she's like, geez, all of this stuff is suspect. Is anything in here not dosed?
Sealed. He's like, honey, I haven't wanted to dose you in decades. Yes.
So I haven't.
She's like, you have hurt me today. He's like, trust me, you're safe as houses. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're good. Golden State Warriors, NBA champs again. Yeah. They defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers for the second time in three seasons. It's been like the same matchup.
I don't understand how these guys are. It's like they are from different planets. I tuned in and I think it was going at the end of the one of the periods. Must have been the first period. But one of the guys nailed a 26 footer like it was nothing. I'm like, how is that possible? It's amazing.
They're superhumans.
Oh,
I mean, honestly.
Gosh.
Kevin Durant was a stud.
Jeez. Yeah, he got the MVP award, right? So I guess he led the Warriors, and so he's on his way to becoming the Finals MVP. I guess they haven't maybe named it yet, but it was just last night.
It's
so,
over.
But speaking of basketball, Dennis Rodman back in North Korea. Not 100% clear why he's visiting the isolated communist nation. His trip to Pyongyang comes as tensions remain high between the U.S. and North Korea. Rodman competed on President Trump's reality show Celebrity Apprentice. So some people are wondering if maybe it was a call from Trump who said, you know, go and sound things out and
be my.
This isn't the last. I mean, the first time, right?
No. He's been there before. Yeah. He has a relationship with Kim Jong-un.
He went there and played a basketball game.
That's right.
He could barely drag along a couple guys to go with.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I think he also goes because he likes attention. I'm sure North Korea is footing the bill.
God, yes. Yeah.
So he's visited North Korea at least four times, but people are just speculating with all the tensions going on with North Korea if this is maybe the administration is like, call in Rodman, see if he can get over there and, I don't know, see what's going on.
Well, relationships, the relations are so bad. The logic would be, if there were any truth to that, is could it get any worse?
Yeah.
Right.
Could
exactly.
he do any more damage? Maybe it takes an idiot to talk to an idiot. To speak gibberish.
You know?
Right.
My favorite is that,
you know, so Rodman is going to North Korea, but yet the State Department, while wishing him well, also took a moment to remind everyone, don't travel to North Korea.
Don't go.
Like, I love that. They're
revoked
like,
his passport.
Exactly. They're like,
home.
We are very, like, we wish you well, but like just reminding Americans, like, that could be a one-way trip for you. North Korea is not too great about letting people go. You know, because they've had like, four people in the recent months that have been picked up, you know, and they trot them out. It's always really public. The people are always crying and it's always like, you know, it was like a professor. It's terrible. Like you watch it, you're like, God, why would you go?
Hard labor is what you get sentenced to over there. I mean,
the one that I do remember that was like a professor. I mean, they were like, I'm here teaching at a university. They're like, nope, subterfuge. Like you're doing something. You're a spy or what have you. So a warning to Americans considering of taking a vacation in North Korea, don't. If you would like to earn a little bit more money, science has a solution. It's simple. Sleep more. Turns out sleep deprivation is not only bad for your health, but it's bad for your bank account. A third of American workers report that they regularly get fewer than 7 hours of sleep a night.
How many are you supposed to get?
Eight or more.
Okay.
I mean, like at least eight.
Did you not know that? Well, I thought it was like six or seven. I mean, I thought eight.
I'm just saying that must be the effect of doing morning radio.
Jeez, I don't get more than six.
It's always been eight. They always say eight.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they fluctuated on that. Okay.
No, it's
all right.
Always.
Well, it's eight, and it seems like a lot.
You guys don't get eight. It seems like a
ton. No.
But it's always been eight. And they're like, try and get eight. I mean, geez, if you're underneath that, we're getting wiggle room. Also, don't get more than eight.
Okay.
You can sleep too much, but
like eight's the sweet spot.
Okay.
Arianna Huffington just wrote this book that she was out on a book tour maybe like a year ago about sleep. And that was her whole rant, is that everyone's sleep deprived and the effects that it has on like the total economy. And she's saying the secret to her success is all sleep.
Really?
Okay. You got to get it. I mean, if you notice people get to a certain level of, you know, accomplishment in their field, they're not out late. They're not usually the ones burning it, you know, the midnight. I mean, they're usually the ones like, nope, I'd love to stay, but I got to get home and get to bed. I got a big day tomorrow.
On that Hard Knocks show, I think it was last year, that Hard Knocks that HBO does on the NFL boot camp, training camp, the J.J. Watts was telling one of his rookie guys, you remember that? He was like, man, I get all kinds of sleep. He sleeps all the time, his 8 hours, and that's he attributes that to his success.
A lot of people do. I mean, a lot of people say, so according to this study that they did, I mean, it broke down to numbers. They said that people who increase their sleep by an hour a night, you know, saw their wages go up 5% in the long run.
I'm going to have to get some sleep.
that 40 million Americans whose work lives are diminished by sleeplessness.
But most people just don't know how to do it, how to change that thing. But that's what some of these people are saying. They're like, there's people out there that maybe have been unhappy their whole lives. So, like, if you just got enough sleep, that would be the key to all of your problems.
Oh, wow.
I do remember people who aren't sleeping enough.
That's 8 hours continuous, right? Not six and two?
Yes. No. Right. Not six and two like we're getting.
Okay.
And that's sort of the thing is that I really do wonder, you know, haven't you ever noticed that? Like, I had a friend, you know, like if I was going through, I don't know, breakup or something, you know, she's like, just get some sleep. And I was like, really? She's like, honestly, like nothing, everything looks better after a good night's sleep.
Yeah, you're right.
You'll gain perspective. And there really is something. Your body's like doing all of its cleaning, you know? I mean, it's getting everything all squared away and rested for the next day. We forget how much.
All
right, this is in her book, Arianna Huffington. She says that in Japanese, Chinese, and Korean culture, all three of them have a word for overwork.
They did
really?
Yes.
No way.
They have a word in their language for overwork. And that's what a lot of this is. Most people claim they're not getting enough sleep because they.
Okay.
Because of work. But you know, it's massive health effects.
Jeez, I could probably lose weight.
I mean, so much of like.
Would you want to?
No.
Because all that sleep is cutting into eating time.
Cool.
And grilling time.
How the hell
do you go to sleep? All right, so I'm up at 4:20 every morning.
Right.
I'd have to be in bed by
4:20, bro.
Well, I believe me, it's not because of anything other reason than that. I just get.
I'm with you. I think the same
thing.
I'd have
to go to bed at 8.
Because I've thought about it before. If I was like, if I just got 8 hours of sleep, I wouldn't need to nap. But then I'm like, well, what? So I put the kids to bed and then I'm like, good night. I mean, I will have absolutely zero relationship with my husband.
Well, that's,
you know, because he doesn't get home from work until like 6:30. What, we have 90 minutes to talk and like whatever, catch up. And then next thing you know, okay, good night. But those people who do like the CBS morning show, all those, I guarantee you, Gayle King and those guys, that's the one thing that is able to keep them chugging.
All these other guys in the building do that. All the other guys in the building, you know, the morning shows, they all go to bed really early, you know, and it doesn't help them.
Right. That's our edge. The fact that we're on edge because none of us have gotten enough sleep. That is your news update on OWA's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Are you attacking our coworkers?
Yes, I am.
He always finding a way to get it in there. You have hurt me.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up. Wake up.
With Father's Day being on Sunday, we have a little sweet deal going on in which you can win a complete tricked out grill with speakers, about $1,500 grill. We'll give you a chance to win those. Just going to get you qualified here throughout the week. We'll do it before 10 this morning.
Better than a tie. I don't know if kids give dad ties anymore, but every dad wants a grill if he doesn't already have one. So this is a great grill.
And even a new grill. or even two grills. Who cares? A grill is always a good gift.
I mean, why? Yeah.
My deal for the longest time growing up as a kid was getting my father a candle, and it had to be one of those big, giant candles.
Yeah.
I do not know why.
Oh, that's what he wanted?
That's what he wanted at one given time. Well, he's always loved candles growing up. And I remember being, I was young, man. I had to be at least 10. And I had just enough money, and I saved up money to get this. I figured how cool it would be to see a big, giant candle that weighs 10 pounds.
Right.
So I found it, and then, yeah. And so every year for years, I just give him this big, giant candle.
That's funny that you say that, because my dad was a candle guy, too.
It smelled good, like vanilla or something like that.
Yum. But. Yeah, we always used to get my dad a eucalyptus one. He always like no, like a eucalyptus candle. He loved them. Like, that was the funny thing. We were like, candle? Okay, really? Like Christmas and all that stuff. He'd always be like, oh no, I'd like another one of those candles.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Done and done.
Never fell down the tie thing by any means. But we got a grill for you, so maybe you can make that a tradition. I feel like the media is beating up on
people. And then they can
spend
their own money on candles.
There you go.
Sure.
And ties.
Right. Mm-hmm. And ties.
I don't think people do ties anymore.
Not really. Dads are so particular about it.
I mean,
it.
You would need a dad who wears a tie.
Yeah.
People used to wear ties, and so you get your dad a tie. Because a lot of dads only had like two ties, and it was the window on Father's Day to kind of be like, hey, why don't you freshen it up?
Yeah. Fresh tie.
Or a candle. A lot of guys going back to the mill on Monday. Got a candle. Like we do every year, my boy. Yep.
From a straight son.
My straight son gave me a candle from the sugar shack.
Apparently not.
Well, why would he not, Gene? Why wouldn't he give you a candle? I got a candle from my boy.
And his boyfriend.
Like, my son's not gay. That's awesome.
What do people have to do to win this thing?
I don't know anymore. All right, so all you have to do.
Got to call to qualify.
Yeah, I'll just tell you when to call. We're going to take number 9 today and pretty much do the whole week. And then Monday, we'll make a phone call and award you with a fancy new grill.
You change someone's life.
Yeah, it could.
And Stereo West Auto Toys, they trick everything out.
Yes, and this will be just like anything else they do.
It's sort of like Pimp My Grill.
Yeah, it will be. Big giant speakers, hopefully right in the side and the bottom.
On an all new episode of Grills. They should give this grill grills. Like diamond studded smile.
Yeah.
Like a big old, so like when you open it, because a grill is kind of like a mouth.
Yeah. Right.
When you open the grill, it's got grills. Yes.
Or how
and
about
people
grills
are looking over the fence
the
like, damn, you grill so dope.
I wish I had a tricked out grill that you could make.
Listen, or how about grills for
hard.
The griller?
Grills for the griller?
Grills for the griller.
Oh, for so the then, actual dad.
Exactly. Oh. So the actual dad. So then he smiles and he's like, yeah, my kids got me a grill. They're like, damn, yeah, they did. They got you a grill and some grills.
That would be awesome.
And
when
an apron.
Gene goes to work on Monday and smiles, and he's got, my kid gave me grills and a candle and a grill. And people are like, you got great kids, Gene. My son showed up with his boyfriend. Now, there's anything wrong with that. Now, there's anything wrong with it. We're just sort of adapting to family get-togethers. It's a little weird right now. We're in that weird place. I got a candle, too, Gene. But no grills. You know, you can get those guys to probably trick you out.
I would love to do one, to do that, actually. It would be awesome.
I think
the
you need
fatty.
To check
you
out
kidding me?
Your grill to have some kind of radio theme, like ones and twos, like a DJ station.
Yeah.
1-2-1-2.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel
94.1. The Big Party Morning Show. All right, celebrities, Molly, what's up?
Well, it is not paradise for Bachelor in Paradise. The scandal is growing. So they were all down in Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, to film the new season of Bachelor in Paradise.
It's on what, ABC?
Yes, yeah. And so now it appears that not only has filming been suspended, but they might be like totally calling it a quit on this season period. All the people flew down there, you know, the people that were going to be on the show, and they've all been sent home and basically told, like, that's it.
They basically think they have on their hands sort of a Cosby-esque moment.
Yes.
Where two cast members fooled around, and one gal was like, I was pretty drunk. And so that's why this other guy's saying, man, I was too drunk, too. There's no way something bad happened because
I had whiskey.
Whiskey McNoodle Pants.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, that's didn't stop him.
Noodle McWhiskey Pants.
Noodle McWhiskey Pants. What let's just say that the act that he was performing didn't require Noodle McWhiskey Pants.
Molly!
So I'm just saying, I was reading about it, and it doesn't sound like being too drunk to perform was what was standing in the way of him still moving forward. So this woman has lawyered up, and she's saying the production was rolling tape on this. They should have stopped it.
Yeah, they're like, I mean, think that's got to, I've always thought that that's weird on those Bachelor shows when people start kissing and stuff, and it's like, there's a camera guy right there.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how
you
do it.
It's not a lockdown GoPro. It is a dude with a camera on his shoulder, and there's probably a guy with a boom mic.
Yeah, right. It's right over him.
Yeah.
Chewing gum.
Look, but how confident do you have to be as a human to be comfortable doing that?
Well, or how drunk do you have to be? I think is the case in this. I mean, the other thing that's been an issue is the fact that this whole latest season and the scandal surrounding Bachelor in Paradise may have ruined the current season of The Bachelorette. Apparently, photos started circulating yesterday that showed two of the current suitors, Lindsay's current suitors, on their way back from Mexico. And they're like, okay, well, they haven't been eliminated from the show yet, but I guess we can all guess that they didn't make it to the end because they were invited to Puerto Vallarta. So this is thing.
We're going to have to fill that show hole. Us that couldn't wait for Bachelor in Paradise because it was all the bad boys
and girls.
The bad girls.
You bet. Yeah,
things got a little bad. So production of the fourth season of Bachelor in Paradise has halted, and it doesn't show any signs of being resurrected.
We're going to be in Cozumel in August. We should do our own version of Bachelor in Paradise.
Ooh.
Or was it Bachelorette in Paradise?
No, it was Bachelor in Paradise.
I mean, technically, Party, you can still be a bachelor, and the sweet Wylene can be a bachelorette.
Yeah, she could. Hey, I had a bad nightmare the other day.
That's right.
I'll share it next hour.
Angie, Dr. Yeah. Freud.
Stuff got real.
Next hour, I will share this. Yeah, it's weird. Okay, we can do that if you want.
Or the nightmares.
I was pitching it that you two could be each other's.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that let's turn each other out down there on the sand.
Swingers.
That's like how weird.
I'm the one swapping.
I'm the one holding the boom mic, pissed off.
This is terrible.
Party, how'd you get that gig?
Well, that's my girlfriend.
We drew straws down by the pool.
And I lost. It was my idea to begin with.
Oh, my man.
Right, what else?
American Idol announced it's coming back for a 16th season on ABC. And now comes word that they're going to be looking for talent here in Omaha.
So
aspiring singers.
A full-on casting call.
Yes.
So this would be the third one ever.
Like David Cook.
In Omaha, Nebraska. Time. David Cook was an American Idol winner. Yep. And he had come down from Kansas City and got cast.
Mm-hmm.
So times, location of the audition haven't been released. But online auditions are open to the public now, so people can submit their tapes and stuff like that. And then obviously there's the open audition, but Idol made a stop in 2014. So that's the only other time we've had them here as
when Jeff went down there and, during a question.
Yeah. It was J-Lo. Harry Connick Jr.
And Seacrest.
He's the guy with the great hair.
Yeah.
He was at the Nashville
Keith
game.
Keith Urban.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Seacrest.
So, the show's producers haven't revealed who's going to be hosting yet, though. You know, Seacrest says he's ready to do the job, but we do know that Katy Perry will be on the judges panel. So that will definitely be Katy Perry coming twice.
So she's there. She'd be in Omaha.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Katy Perry would be there.
Okay.
You know, when they do because they always film it. I mean, they you know, call people back.
Have you guys ever heard, though, how frustrating it is to make it through? I've heard so many, like, really talented people got down there and were basically singing in the lobby of the Quest Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they were told, yeah, you're too good.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah,
thanks, but no thanks.
They want average.
They're looking for a type.
Yeah.
And if you don't fit it, they're like,
then you're out. They have people that screen you, and then you get through there and you have more people that screen you. It's such a long process before you even get to the stars. I mean, the stars are the final product.
But I'm saying plenty of people who can knock it out of the park never get to stand in front of those judges.
Yeah.
It's like, I think those early judges, basically their show producers, are filling quotas and stuff. And I guess they're making the call right then. I'm sure it's the important people that make the decision are looking for it early. And then behind the scenes, they go, they put you out in front of the celebrity judges and they're like, this guy might have a chance. She might have a chance. I doubt it's that blind. I'm sure you know when the people who they think are, they're making fun of. Remember how the show used to be about people coming out?
Yeah,
making
fun of
terrible
everybody.
Singers.
Yeah, sure. And then you'd snicker.
Waste time just for
like,
viewers.
Like, she bangs. Who was that guy? The
William Hung.
William Hung. Mama.
She bang. And that's where people kind of lost their stomach for that kind of stuff because they're like, all right, what are we doing now? Now it's just, we're a country of mean girls.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, oh my God. I mean, it really was. It was a show of being like mean girls. Like, you should go sing, Stacey. You're really good. You should sing in front of the entire school and then being like, oh my God, she's really going to do it, you guys. Let's all line up and laugh.
Yeah. Ha ha. They're all going to laugh at you. And suddenly it turns into Carrie. All the doors slam shut.
Should have.
She's like,
I would have loved that if William Hung was like, she bang.
I also locked all doors in a burning place down.
That would be a hell of an ending.
That'd be amazing.
Wow, William Hung. Didn't think he had it in you,
right?
Whatever happened to that guy? I'm going to have to look that up. I bet he just rocked
his for probably the mayor of a small town.
Could be. Yeah.
Oh.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.